Hello everybody, it's been a year, a whole year since I booed properly, or at all actually. I took part in last year's February challenge and I didn't miss a single day. Obviously I need some sort of discipline forced upon me. I was so proud of myself and had a real sense of accomplishment. Those of you who followed my boos will know exactly what I'm talking about. This year, I already missed one day, so I'm gonna do two topics in this one boo. Hopefully I will have enough time. Friday's topic was, when have you felt most free? And first I'd like to say I'm the kind of person who never looks back, never really regrets anything, never wants to change the past, because every single event in my life made me the person I am now. And I like the person I am. I like myself just the way I am. So, in a way, to want to change anything from my past would mean wanting to change myself. 12 years ago, my then-girlfriend left me for another man. I was devastated, and that feeling of despair, that pain, lasted too long, for 2 years or even more. And just when I sort of got used to being miserable, one day, I simply woke up and that feeling of longing was gone. Just like that. I woke up clean, didn't suffer anymore, didn't want her back anymore. And that's the moment I felt really free. Because it takes time for all those bonds implanted in one's mind, carved in one's brain to break. And until that happened, everything I did, not only on the emotional level, on the sexual level, everything was defined by that lack of optimism, by something that had long been gone. Well, I suppose all of you know what I'm talking about, although you probably weren't that pathetic. Oh well. But I wouldn't change anything, even if I could. Which leads me to today's topic, to a really horrible event in my life, which caused me some real physical pain. I was hit by a car as a teenager. Both my legs were broken and I was in great pain. And although I wouldn't change that either, I definitely wouldn't want it to repeat over and over again. I wouldn't want to relive that in my Groundhog Day, obviously. There's one other day that would be worse to repeat over and over again. It was summer, and I went to a secluded beach with a very beautiful Czech girl. She went topless and asked me to put some cream on her back. And I did. I did just the thing she asked me to do, and nothing else, nothing more. It would be awful to relive that day over and over again. Just as the idea of mentioning it in the first place probably is. Have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow.